And a great big good morning to all of our Arizona homeowners. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, celebrating 30 years of being Arizona's Saturday morning tradition, where we bring you great information about your house, home, castle, or cabin, whatever you're trying to tackle, from the bottom of the foundation to the top of the rooftop and everything in between. If you've got a project you'd like to get done, that's why we show up every single Saturday morning. Now, as you know, it's a four-hour program for those of you that are regular listeners. We have a 10 o'clock segment where we drill down deep on one particular topic. 9 o'clock hour is when we invite y'all to phone in with whatever project you're trying to tackle, and we'll see what we can't do about putting our experience to work for you and give you some tricks and of the trade and some tips and some tool recommendations, actually brand name recommendations for products you need to use. 8 o'clock hour is our outdoor living segment where we talk about everything having to do with your hedges, your trees, your garden, your lawn, and your roses. And in the 7 o'clock hour, we haven't decided what to call it yet. Romy calls it People and Places and Things of Arizona. Jennifer calls it whatever we want. And so that's pretty much what it is. And this morning, we have two special guests joining us this morning to address one of my absolute most favoritest topics, Arizona and Arizona history. We've got Catherine Leonard. She is the State Historic Preservation Officer for the Arizona State Historic Preservation Office. Not executive director, not boss. You are the officer.
Yes.
Singular.
No badge.
No badge?
Two deputies, no badge.
Miss Catherine, how do you lead up to getting a position? Like, I would have stayed in high school and gotten an education if I knew there was a job called State Historic Preservation Officer.
It is a pretty awesome title, I will say that. It's an awesome title for a very big position. And what I do is I essentially work with communities throughout Arizona to assist them with their preservation needs, planning needs. I work with federal agencies, state agencies, and tribes. So what did I do to get here?
What's that resume look like?
My background, I'm an archaeologist. I'm a professional archaeologist. Ooh. And I played in a lot of dirt for a lot of years.
Out in the Southwest?
Out in the Southwest. Okay. My graduate degree is out here from Arizona, and I did my master's research in New Mexico. But before that, I was doing some archaeology in Mexico, doing some archaeology in Alaska, doing some archaeology in New York. Been around for quite a while.
Wow. Well, we're going to bring you right to Arizona and the fact that you got your education here and you're holding this particular office right now. I want to get into what does your current day-to-day look like. But before we get into that, I'd like to introduce Mr. Jim McPherson, who's president of the Arizona Preservation Foundation. Now, Jim, what's the Arizona Preservation Foundation?
Welcome to
Preservation for joining us,
and Arizona Preservation. Our group is a nonprofit advocacy organization that strives to advance the notion of historic preservation and actively work with communities and individual property owners on saving their historic buildings. We're a nonprofit organization. We've been around since 1979, totally volunteer. We're out there working with organizations like the State Historic Preservation Office, city organizations, federal groups to advance historic preservation in our state.
And how long have you been with the foundation?
I've been off and on with the foundation, taking various stints in the early 2000s, and then the latest. I've been on the board for about 6 years in this latest stint.
Okay, and I understand you were just recently. I guess you spent a lot of time on the road.
Yes, so I like to combine weekend trips around the state.
I saw an email just the other day where you were all day in Casa Grande. What did the Arizona Preservation Foundation find for you to do in beautiful Casa Grande?
That is, we had a board meeting that was talking about several different projects related to historic preservation. The Main Street program, which Catherine and I work on, that advances historic preservation in historic downtowns.
Yes.
Across the state. I've been to most recently Kingman, Arizona, to talk with city officials and private property owners in their downtown to look at historic preservation in downtown Kingman. And it's great. I love to travel the state, get to know people, talk. check out the local restaurants and bars, usually in a historic building.
I have to tell you, I'm really agonizing because after years and years, I'm actually going into a new Arizona Rolls Royce, a new F-150.
Wow.
And that really agonized me because my old truck is so old. All I had to do is tell it where I wanted to go.
It's vintage.
Yes. Take me to Elgin. And take me to Portal. Take me to wherever. And the truck
magically
knew the
that.
Way.
Wow.
So I'm agonizing. We spend a lot of time traveling Arizona. There's hardly a corner of the state we haven't been in. Miss Catherine, y'all recently, several months ago, just pulled off a huge conference down at Conquistador Resort in Oro Valley. That was a spectacular event.
Yes, and thank you for coming, Rosie.
Oh.
It was great to have you there.
Wouldn't miss it. We, Jennifer and I, make a point of having that on our calendar every single year.
That was our 15th annual conference, and we are proudly announcing our next conference location for 2018 this week. It'll be right here in the valley at the Scottsdale Valley Ho. And so we'll be celebrating year 16, talking about mid-century modern heritage and what it takes to make a living here in the desert. And when I say living, like building a house in the desert, eking out an existence in the desert. So we're really looking at issues of sustainability, issues of the original green inhabitants of the valley, which would be the Hohokam here in the valley. So we're going to take you all the way up from prehistory to mid-century. It's going to be a great conference, and I'm really hoping that our central location this year will build some additional interest from the public at our sessions.
Well, you certainly hit on an iconic mid-century marvel at the Valley Hill.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah, that is a great facility. Okay, you're talking about the earliest settlers, particularly of the Verde Valley here. I think one of the most overlooked gems in the whole state is Pueblo Grande.
Really?
Right there approaching Sky Harbor at 44th Street and Washington?
It's Washington and 44th, yeah. National Historic Landmark, Park of the Four Waters, and probably one of the, I'm going to just go right out there on a limb and say it is the only urban archaeological park that has a classic period a platform mound. So, in Arizona, that's a slam dunk. Okay, so the Hohokam here in the valley are the original inhabitants of the Salt River Valley. They're the folk that excavated our canal system that was re-excavated back in the late 1800s by the Euro-American settlers of the valley. The Hohokam... I'm trying to not get too technical here in terms of archaeology
It's hard not to. The level of civilization they had here at Pueblo Grande. Am I mistaken? Am I not remembering it right? That there in the museum at the visitor center, it talks about a stretch from west of Buckeye to basically east of Gold Canyon, that this valley was probably inhabited by something in the neighborhood of 100 to 150,000 people?
I would say 150 would probably be at the high end, but certainly tens of thousands, for
That's
sure.
That's incredible.
I mean, it's a desert oasis. I mean, everybody who comes to Phoenix, they think of the Salt River Valley as what it appears to be today, which is the result of our hydroelectric dams. And so there is no water in the river, and there really is no riparian lush environment. And it's really hard to picture that there was an entire network, an agricultural network, thriving here amongst the salt and the Gila, and even the Agua Fria. But really, I mean, this was almost an urbanized location during classic period for the Hohokam.
Okay, and you've got to stick with me because these are called Rosie Bunny Trails. Okay, so we're going to switch fast. Okay, you talked about classic era mounds.
Yeah, so the platform mound there at Pueblo Grande is classic period, which is the height of the Hohokam, when they were at their most highly organized level. Within the valley, there are certain sites that have a higher visibility architecture on them. Platform mounds are one of them. So there's another platform mound over at Mesa Grande, which will be the site. And here's my plug.
Which
will be the site of our archaeology expo in March. And so those are also interpreted as well.
And the mounds are artificially created mesas, or are they just taking advantage of the natural terrain to create this area?
They're man-made. Yeah. They're constructions.
And what were they used for?
Well, that's a matter of debate.
Was that all the dirt they hand dug out of the canals?
Some of it undoubtedly came from canals. The other, I would say, dirt or fill came from what we call borrow pits in archaeology.
Okay.
So giant pits that, you know, just essentially were dug to essentially get good fill for earthwork creations.
And then you go down to Casa Grande ruin, and in that visitor center, they talk about the number of, is it like sport courts that are located? Like
ball courts.
Ball courts.
Yeah.
And that's from Buckeye down to Tucson.
Well, actually, there's a ball court all the way far as north as Wupaki National Monument. So they actually go quite far up. That.
And then there are a basketball court in Flagstaff.
And that was the Basque sheep herders that came in. Okay. And now we're talking the Hohokam, which would be about when? 1,500 years ago?
Yeah, approximately, I would say. Yep.
And then we moved to the Basque sport courts, which would date to the early 1800s?
1800s.
Mm-hmm. Okay. More when we get back with Catherine Leonard, the State Historic Preservation Officer, and Jim McPherson, President of Arizona Preservation Foundation. If you like history and you love Arizona, you are not going to want to miss the rest of this hour here at Rosie on the House.